Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan security forces regained control today of Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel after gunmen stormed the building Saturday. Five people killed there. Six people were injured during the siege and more than 150 others rescued. There was no claim of responsibility. Turkish warplanes have launched airstrikes against a U.S.-backed YPG Kurdish militia in the Syrian enclave of Afrin. Ankara accuses the militia of ties to the Kurdish insurgency inside of Turkey. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has arrived in Amman, Jordan, where he is expected to hold talks with Jordan's King Abdullah. Earlier, he was in Egypt, where he met with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to discuss terrorism and security issues. He said that will be part of the subject of his talks throughout his Middle East tour.
My message to each of them is that we are partners, we are strategic partners, that nothing has changed, and that we are absolutely committed to building a partnership for security, confronting terrorism together.
Mr. Pence is on a four-day visit to Egypt, Jordan, and Israel. Blaming each other for the political deadlock, Republicans and Democratic lawmakers here in the U.S. closed the first day of a partial shutdown of the government. Carol Weaver and her family at Yellowstone National Park in the state of Wyoming, where she says she is disappointed in U.S. lawmakers over the government shutdown, which might affect the parks.
It is what it is, and Congress better get their act together. They've been irresponsible in so many ways this past year.
U.S. lawmakers resumed debates on Saturday afternoon in Washington about the government shutdown, which began at midnight Saturday morning. This is VOA News. The mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, said more than 120,000 protesters turned out in Manhattan to attend the Day's March for Women's Rights, as hundreds of thousands of others did in cities around the country. He also spoke about a message from the marches for President Trump.
The president's going to have to listen. When you see this kind of grassroots outpouring, it means a lot. And you're certainly going to see more of it throughout this year. Anyone who thinks it was a one-hit wonder is wrong. That what happened a year ago was the beginning of a bigger movement.
The Women's March 2018 took place on the anniversary of the inauguration of President Trump, and many of Saturday's demonstrators expressed displeasure with him. Vanjie Williams was on the streets of Washington. She is a candidate for the U.S. Congress from the state of Virginia.
Right now, this was the movement. It had to happen. And unfortunately, our current president, he pushed us there.
President Trump tweeted Saturday about the march, saying, and I quote, "Beautiful weather all over our great country, a perfect day for all women to march. Get out there now to celebrate the historic milestones and unprecedented economic success and wealth creation that has taken place over the last 12 months. He concluded his tweet with the words, "lowest female unemployment in 18 years. Serbian officials have said the country is ready to accept migrants per eventual European Union quotas, even though it is not an EU member. Zykalu Shagad is a migrant from Afghanistan living in Serbia.
It's better than in other countries. I decided to live here. It's a good country, good government, good rules, and good people here. So I decided to live here. Look, I have everything here. Good room, good people, good migrants, and it's good for me."
Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovakia continue to defy EU-imposed quotas on migrants. Hungary even went as far as to build a 155-kilometer-long double fence along the border with Serbia to stem the illegal flow of migrants. As a result, thousands of those trying to reach Western Europe are in Serbia, with little possibility of leaving. Myanmar making final preparations now to take back the first Rohingya Muslims who fled conflict in Rakhine State. Despite growing doubts about the plan among the refugees and at the UN, the repatriation is expected to take place soon, as agreed to with Bangladesh, where the Rohingyas fled from violence in Rakhine. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.